T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Feel like I was in just a car accident. Yesterday, I felt like I was in a train wreck. So hopefully tomorrow, I just feel like I fell off a bike or something. I'm definitely sore. The good news is my arm is the only thing that doesn't hurt, so that's good.
Presented by Chafin Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Big Ben gives a rundown on his health and status going into Denver after his first game in almost a year. Chris, you ever been in a car accident?
A fender bender, like a rear ender, yeah.
Your fault?
Yeah, technically, if you were the person, yeah, who rear ends another vehicle, yes. So the Arkansas State Trooper, when I was 21 years old and bringing back a car that my brother was gifting to me from Houston because he had gotten a job that gave him a work car, yes, the trooper added insult to injury when he informed me that the accident that totaled the car was also my fault.
So you had a car that was gifted from your brother for exactly how long before you ruined it?
Hours.
That is incredible.
I was on I want to say it's I-40 outside of Little Rock. I was nervous because a semi truck in a two-lane highway looked like it was starting to come into my lane, so I was checking it out of the corner of my eye, going like 40 miles an hour to make sure that it wasn't coming over into my lane. And in the process of looking to my right briefly, a panel van directly ahead of me had come to a dead stop, you know, how many ever yards ahead, hammered on the brakes, still went right underneath the bottom bumper of that vehicle, totaled the front of the car with, you know, it didn't even look that bad. That panel van drove away with maybe a dent the size of like an apple in its bumper. So
I'm not a fan I would not want to have to make that phone call to mom and dad.
My mom was in the car with me because she had come down to visit my brother, and I was like disconsolate. I was beside myself.
Did you end up getting a replacement car?
Yeah, which probably in the long run, despite not being as nice of a car, was a more reliable car. But yeah, it took a while and I was not happy.
I've been in one car accident where the airbags were deployed. And Amanda was in the car with me, and Cammy was in the car with me. And we saw the vehicle make a left-hand turn in front of us, and we had no time to react to it. But in that split second, that feeling of, I can't get out of the way of this, I'm going to make impact, I blacked out. No one was really badly hurt. Amanda was bruised, and I was, you know, really not injured whatsoever. But it is scary when you're on your way to a collision and there's nothing you can do about it. How about you, Craig? Any major car accidents?
Yeah, anything? A little old lady blew through a red light and totaled my car. I mean, it was...
What do you do in that spot? Are you, like, are you more sympathetic and less angry because she's old?
Yeah, because at first it was blind rage. I'd paid my car off the month before, and I thought, like, oh, great, no more car payments. And I'm sitting at a red light. She runs a red light, hits a car across the intersection. They both hit me, and that's how my car got totaled. And at first, I'm like livid. And then I start to like take stock of the situation. I'm like, all right, I'm okay. I get out and see it's like little old lady. And I'm like, instantly, you're just checking on her to see how she's
Craig,
doing.
Craig, can I say this, though? As a person whose 4'11" great aunt used to drive a Lincoln Mark 7 two-door boat up in Cleveland, sitting on multiple pillows and phone books, my aunt had absolutely reckless disregard for everybody else on the road. Stop signs, red lights were suggestions to her. I remember being 12 years old and driving like 2 miles away from where my grandma and my aunt lived up there in Cleveland, and explaining to my aunt, my aunt, uncle, and mother how the ride had gone when I got back. And I believe the phrase was, well, you're never riding with Aunt Sue in the car again, and she's probably not driving anymore. And I think that was one of the last times she operated a vehicle, because I'm talking, we were hopping curbs. Mm. It was like Grand Theft Auto, basically.
Ben hoping to be upgraded to bike accident feeling tomorrow. I was in one bike accident as a kid. In first grade, my dad and I went out on a bike ride, and when I was that age, when I had first taken the training wheels off, my idea of a bike ride was, hey, Dad, find us the biggest hills that I can ride my bike down. I just want to have that feeling, that, you know, endorphin rush of going down very steep hills.
So you didn't have, like, the terror of what happens if I fall and I'm just going to wipe out hard?
Completely lost control of it.
Oh, no. This is, like, making me uncomfortable just hearing
One of my teeth went through, like, my lip or something. There was one of those moments. He carried me, fireman's carry, like, you know, two newlyweds, like a husband would carry his bride into, like, their hotel suite for the first time on after getting married. Like, he carried me, like, probably a half a mile home in that state. So that's really my only bike accident. I don't really ride bikes that much. I've had a bike. My wife and I have bikes, and it is just sat in our. They have both sat in our shed for years without use. It's just something that I always think to do, but I never actually like. Oh, I should go for a bike ride. Every time I open up my shed to get my lawnmower out, a bike ride would be nice, and then we just never do it.
We have two bikes in the garage. We have two bikes. Alex, I was coming back from golfing on a weekend a couple weeks ago, and she was like, hey, I just went to the store. They had these bikes. I bought one for myself. I think it would be great because I'm going to buy a little trailer for Lennox. You should go buy one. I think there was one left that looks like it'll be tall enough for you.
Now, why wouldn't she just buy it buy both? I mean, you guys have joint accounts.
She was already out of the store and, like, did not want to go through the hassle of trying to, like, wrangle Lennox and get another bike, right? So, and I think she had the SUV, not my truck, so she couldn't fit it. I go in there, I buy the bike, I get back, I realize I have bought a woman's bike, which is not...
Who cares?
They just look different on the crossbar, yeah.
My bike's purple.
But, like, we still... Oh, mine's like aqua and white. We still haven't ridden the bikes yet, or I haven't ridden my bike yet.
Just wait. You're going to be a father soon, Andrew. Chris, you are. My kids are both on bikes with training wheels right now, and that's all they want to do, and I got to go out and ride with them.
I love
them.
Bikes. The Wright brothers, they had a bicycle shop.
Enjoy it.
That's where the whole airplane
But once you get started. A kid on a bike, that's when you'll start riding again.
Here is Roethlisberger on another topic, Juju Smith-Schuster, and what he did on Monday night.
That play that he recovered the fumble, he had nothing to do with it. And coach showed it today. There were, I believe, nine giants in that pile, and Juju just dove in there and came up with it. And to me, that shows the unselfishness of a team and of a player in Juju.
I don't think unselfishness is the right word. I think awareness is. I don't equate those, like, selfishness versus unselfishness in a situation like that. You're only thinking about yourself, so you don't react to the instinct of jumping on a loose ball.
What about the Cam Newton in the Super
Yeah, that's
Bowl
the thing everybody always, decision. Yeah, that's what always gets brought up. And I guess later Ben said Tomlin pointed to that and said, this is a guy that's trying to make a lot of money and he's diving in the pile. I honestly think that Newton, in that moment in a Super Bowl, was the exception to the rule. I can't remember many times. I can't think of a Steelers game I've watched where I can remember feeling furious or upset with a guy because he had a chance to get a loose ball and said, "You know what? Not today." I am giving Juju full marks for being, you know, Johnny on the spot, spatial awareness, quick reaction. I got to go get the ball. That was awesome. But, like, you know, thinking about himself and only his receiver numbers counting, I don't think somebody in that moment, other than Cam Newton, in that one Super Bowl,
that was a
thinks
play
that
to the
way.
Whistle example from Juju. That's like what if I were teaching on a highlight tape. Like, that's a classic example of playing to the whistle, because he could have easily, when Snell passed him, just kind of pulled up and watched him finish the run. But, like, he was actively moving towards the pile before the ball even came out.
I think there are a lot of ways to compliment Juju for the game he had against the Giants, and we did that yesterday. I just think framing it that way is trying too hard. Like, look at this guy who's willing to do anything for his team. Can you think of another Steelers player who would not have jumped on that ball? Who would you have had doubts about or questions about? You think Conner, who has a contract, he wouldn't have gone after the ball? Of course he would
have. No, I think they all would have. I think they all would have. I think that's what players are generally trained to do. That's why, again, Newton, exception to the rule. But here, are you sitting down, Pony? I know you are. I'm going to give Ben credit here. I think he is aware of some of the slings and arrows that Juju has taken in some corners about being all about himself and his brand. And I think Ben also knows how to send messages when he wants to. I think unselfish there is very specifically chosen because it kind of negates or pushes back at the idea that Juju is all about him and not about the team. So I think the quarterback is trying to do the wide receiver a solid there.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.